We're going to head to Oxford and be joined by Miami head coach Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you for your time, and obviously nice win by your Red Hawks on Saturday with a 48-17 win over Tennessee Tech, and after getting back to the office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Red Hawks.
Once again, loved our preparation. Our kids were really ready to play. We had a physical advantage over them, and we knew if we executed on both sides of the ball on special teams, we could take advantage of the physical size and speed difference between our guys and their guys. Did a really good job. Our first groups went out there, handled business. Besides one fumble the first half, we scored every possession. Defensively, not only held them to a field goal in the first half, but we scored a touchdown. We had another pick return the two. We had another fumble in their territory to create a short field. So the field position was slanted the whole first half inside their 50. And we got a big at halftime, allowed us to play all our young kids in the second half. We play a lot of kids that were on scout team all week in the second half. At one point, we had 11 true freshmen on the field on defense for two or three series in the second half, and had a bunch of true freshmen on the field on offense. So unbelievable opportunity for those kids to get out and play and take advantage of the situation of the score at halftime and get out there and do some things and not do some things. So it was a great game for us. We really liked the way the starters played, and it was a great opportunity for the young guys to get out there and compete a little bit.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Looking ahead to Saturday, obviously not a long road game, but the Cincinnati contest and the rivalry. Just talk about, number one, the specialty of this game, and then also, two, the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, obviously one of the oldest rivalries in college football means a ton to us at Miami. It's obviously rivalry based on longstanding competition against them, rivalry based on distance. So many, like we always say, so many people in the family have family members that attended both schools. So it's even a rivalry that puts up households one time a year. So pretty cool thing to be a part of. Then obviously playing on the road, big challenge though is their size, strength, and athleticism. They are really big, and they are really physical on both sides of the ball. Offensively, they run the ball right at you. Crazy athletic at running back, receiver, and tight end, and at quarterback, and then really big and physical up front. Then same thing on defense. Back end, skillful, explosive, will run and hit you, can cover you. And then the front seven is really tough to really dent in the run game, and they do a great job getting after the quarterback. So just their sheer athleticism across the board of their football team and their size and their strength, they physically dominated a UCLA team 2 weeks ago in the trenches and on the perimeter. So it'll be a daunting task for our Redhawks.
For you, obviously, young quarterback with Brett Gabbert, what kind of game like Saturday's Tennessee Tech victory help him in that preparation and being able to, again, continue to build and grow with experience?
Obviously, just when you're this new and this young, getting any game experience is so valuable. So just, he got to play most of the game at Iowa. He played only a half Saturday because of the score. But just getting those game reps, and then every week the defenses are different. So for him being so young, just seeing different packages and different disguises and different coverages and different pressures. So every snap he gets is crazy valuable for us and for him and his learning and his progression.
Well, Chuck, we'll let you get back to preparation for Cincinnati. Again, thank you for the time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so much again for Chuck Martin and his Miami Redhawks coming off the 48-17 win over Tennessee Tech. Again, in that contest, senior Bart Baratti recorded 4 tackles, 1 sack, 1.5 tackle for loss, and an interception in leading the defensive effort for the Red Hawks. Again, for Miami, they will be at Cincinnati this coming Saturday, September 14th. That game at noon Eastern and available on ESPN.